March. This is March 6th, 2024. I am going to talk today on the topic of trust. I had a question about this from one of my clients. She said that she had a first date with a guy who seemed upset that she insisted on driving her own car on the first couple of dates and wanted to know what I thought of that. Here's what I think, and I hope you'll send this show to the men that you know and have problems with this. First, it's incredibly intelligent for her to drive her own car to dates if she's meeting a man that she doesn't know. Women have to take care of ourselves. We are our own defense. We have to be in this world. I don't believe in being overly paranoid with anyone, but if you don't know the guy, you don't have a reason to trust him yet. So yes, drive your own car by all means. I was kind of baffled that a guy would be upset about that at all. Until you know him better, you have no trust for him at all. So let me explain. Not trusting a man is not the same as mistrusting a man. A man that you mistrust has given you reason not to trust him. Like maybe he's a total flake. He calls you, sets up a date, doesn't show up, and then calls you 3 days later wanting a date. Yeah, you have no, that's a guy you shouldn't even entertain at all at that point, because he gave you reasons not to trust him. Some guy who badgers you for sex all the time on a first date. Like, no, you don't owe him that. And no, you don't owe him any reason for that. And that's a good reason to mistrust him. But it can also mean not trusting means you don't have enough data yet to know if you can trust him. This is just a fact of life. You don't have the data to know that he's trustworthy. Now, online dating, like I said, this is the way I met my husband. I met him on Craigslist in the personal section, which is no longer available anymore. I mean, Craigslist could be a sewer, and there was a lot of crap there, but my intuition told me to do it, so I did it. It can be a very safe thing to do if you use your brain and you don't disappear into a puddle of emotion, and if you don't get gaslit. And a guy who complains about you not trusting him before you have enough data, friends, is gaslighting you. He may be aware that he's doing it, and he may not be aware that he's doing it. We need data because women are vulnerable in the situation of dating if she isn't smart about the way she does it. Almost every crime that I've seen with women and online dating when they're assaulted or they're killed, let's be clear, that's the fault of the guy and nobody else's fault. Nobody else's fault but the criminal who did it. But women have to be smart in these situations. You don't get in his car. You don't go with him somewhere else in his car. You don't walk in a very shady, dark part of a park when you're first meeting. You have to get to know him in a public place. You have to keep an eye on your drink. This happened to me a long time ago when I was in college. I went with my roommate. We both have the same birthday. We still know each other. But we went out for drinks that night. And we showed up at a Bennigan's, which at the time was kind of more of a singles place than it was a family restaurant, at least this particular location was. And some very fun guys came in and sat with us and bought a round of kamikazes. Now, I had had a glass of white wine. Actually, I think it was a white wine spritzer. This was a long time ago. This was 40-something years ago. I think it was a white wine spritzer. And then I had this kamikaze an hour and a half later. So there was no reason for me to be drunk, but I was suddenly, all of a sudden, I felt really weird, very strange, like I was going to be sick. So I went to the bathroom and I actually passed out standing up in one of the stalls. My roommate came to get me. Apparently, she was not drugged because she was coherent. I'm not even 100% sure I was drugged, but I don't know why one kamikaze would make me that sick. The next day, I had a hangover that was, oh my God, vicious. One of the most vicious hangovers I've ever had in my life. And the only thing I can figure out all these years later is it had to be Rohypnol or something like that. I don't know why else I would have been that sick. So this has been going on for a long time. So ladies, when you're on a first date with a guy, you just need to keep an eye on your drink. So I love it. Loved it when a guy bought me a drink. When I was going out and was chivalrous enough to take care of that and bring it to me and all that. It was so nice. But at the same time, like I said, I was pretty sick that time. And the only thing I can figure out is it was something like that. That was the closest I ever came to any kind of danger on a date. Otherwise, I was super smart about it. I wasn't paranoid. If you have intuitive hits that there is something wrong here, you shouldn't be on the date with him in the first place. Or if you're on the date and he's beginning to show suspicious behavior and your intuition is just saying something's wrong here, you need to just get away from it. Ask the bartender to escort you to your car or the security or the bouncer or whoever, so that you're safe and get the hell out. Like if your intuition is that strong, you need to listen to it. But other than that, paranoia is not sexy. If a woman's paranoid, she shouldn't be on the date in the first place. If you have unresolved trauma, and you might very well have unresolved trauma because about 50% of the women have experienced some kind of sexual trauma. Working it out on dates is not the place to do it. That requires some therapy from a trauma-informed therapist. Do that before you're out dating. But anyway, back to the trust issue. The trust thing is, as I said, I don't trust you yet, or I mistrust you because of the following reasons. Those are the two issues. And so when I ever got a whine from a guy saying something to that effect of, you don't trust me, I would say, you're right. I don't trust you yet. I don't know you very well. Why on earth would I trust you? That seems kind of dumb. I'm happy to get to know you. I'd like to get to know you. But if you need me to trust you right this minute, I don't know you that well. That usually kind of made him stop and think. The good ones would stop and think. The ones that were, yeah, not the best, they'd move along. And I was way okay with that. So this is different. And guys, if you want a tip from me, here's the thing. If she seems nervous, just ask her without getting your ego involved. Just ask her, like, am I doing something that makes you uncomfortable? And let her tell you. You'll probably get some good information from that. And maybe not, maybe she won't. Maybe she'll just say everything's fine when she doesn't feel like it's fine, but you'll get some good information. Just don't judge her and don't put your ego in the way. Just ask nicely and she should tell you. Okay. If you have different thoughts, you know, you can share them with me, info@DianeBrandonMoody.com. I'd love to hear from you. So here is my sign off in my rapid fire questions. What is your favorite place to travel? I went to Switzerland as a 12-year-old, have been dying to go back ever since. I still remember it. I want to go back really bad. What keeps you up at night? We have two puppies about to graduate to be dogs, and they do sometimes. What's your favorite curse word? I'll tell you what my least favorite word is, and that's the see you next Tuesday word. Ugh, it just makes me shudder, and it's never used to empower a woman. It's always used to to insult her, and I'm not about that. Who's your celebrity crush? Ted Lasso. I know he's not real, but I love Ted Lasso. What's your favorite food? If I can find gluten-free chicken fried steak, I'm all in. I am a Texas girl. Your guilty pleasure, scotch. Again, today it's Speyside with the Big Rock. And here is my really crummy ChatGPT sign-off, which makes me giggle every time I hear it. Until we rendezvous again in the magical world of 50-something love, this is your host, Diane Brandon Moody, asking you to have some champagne for no reason and spread love like confetti. Ugh, that's gross. See you later, friends. Talk next week.